going on? Seems like every week there's something new. And it starts every day. And God's not moved by what he sees is going on.
Thank God.
And why? Because he is the Lord Jehovah. He is the one in control with all power and with all authority. Remember, the devil doesn't have any authority. He may have power, but he has no authority to use it upon you. Because, see, we have been given authority. Now, if you don't believe that to be true, though, then you're not trusting God. So I'm going to ask you, where is your faith? Simple question. Where is your faith? Why are you worrying? Why are you getting concerned? A lot of things happen. We just had the first debate here. And everybody like is going, wait a minute. What just happened? What took place? I'm telling you what. What you see and what you hear, you better really digest. And you better do your research behind the candidates to find out the truth. Because everyone will accuse one another against something. And then the other ones may sound so good. But I'm warning you. Do your homework. Find who backs them. Find where they really stand. I'll just leave it at that. All right. In Hebrews 11:6, it tells us what? But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I'm asking, should we be moved by what we see is going on? Well, that was real weak. No. You can be affirmed that. If you're trusting God, you can say no with an exclamation point. For it is in God that we trust.
Yeah.
It may be printed on that piece of currency you carry. That's for a reminder. Don't trust for that. Forget the money thing. Trust in God. And the finances will always be there for you. You will be found lacking nothing. It's better to serve the Lord than to put confidence in man, is what our word says. And that's Psalm 118, verse 8. But now, I like this because Brother Dane, you were right on Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. And it says in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths, making them smooth and straight. That's what he does on the pathways that he makes for us. The words trust in the Lord echo the command of Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. And it says, to love the Lord, our God, with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our being. And you know what? Parents, grandparents, we are responsible to teach that to our children, our grandchildren. Go back and you look it up. Because that's what he tells us right after we're told that. It's our responsibility. Who's going to teach them that? Ain't nobody else. School ain't going to do anything. They don't have prayer there. They even took the Bibles out. Yeah. But they're coming back. They're coming back. Prayer's coming back too. We aren't stopping where we're at. No. But we are to train up the child in a way that they should go. And then what? And that he will not depart from the way, will they? Some of you say, well, I got some going. Well, let's call it, what do they call that? What's that called, James? Prodigal, right? You mean bold? You were sitting there. So the answer, yeah, prodigal. Guess what? The prodigals are coming home. Amen. Your prodigals are coming home. See, say, my prodigals are coming home. And when you say that in faith, you watch and see how fast that manifestation takes place. There have been testimonies after testimonies after testimonies of people when they're decreeing that, it happens. It happens. Don't let the devil lie to you. The verb trust is complemented by the word lean here in this verse. Trusting in God is a conscious dependence on God, much like leaning on the walls of the sanctuary for support when you got to lean against them. And I can tell the door jams and stuff like that, where they're hooked in there, they are supported. Because if you've ever seen Charles, he gets up there. You trying to exercise? The walls aren't coming down, brother. They will support you. Okay? See, the way you trust in that wall not to fall is the way you should be trusting God. That's not going down. You go over and push on it. Tim, get over and push on that. Tell me, go over and push on that. Tell me if it's coming down. Come on, I want to see. You watch this. Now, come on, Tim, I want you to get that wall. Is that wall going to support you or not? Okay, come on, now get back further and lean. I want to see. No. Now stretch out and put your hand. Turn around the other way. Turn the other way. How far back can you go? Is it going to support you? Yes. Yeah. You haven't stretched like that. Oh, praise God. But that's what I'm talking about. That's how we should trust God. The wall's not going anywhere. Wow. Lean on. Trust and lean. It's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. Hallelujah. We are also commanded to acknowledge him, which means to observe him and get to know him in the process of daily living. In doing so, we will find time and time again that God smooths out our paths. See, and I prefer smooth. I don't want them rough roads with potholes. Now, verse 7 there, it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and turn entirely away from evil. We must never have an opinion of our own self-sufficiency. Always seek out God's wisdom, no matter how small, how large. If it concerns us, it concerns him. To fear the Lord so as to depart from evil, that, folks, is wisdom, and that is understanding. Because the Bible says, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. And then, here's a verse that says, get wisdom, get understanding. It's important to get those two things. Now, the Lord, he has said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, he says, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. See, that's a promise God has made to us. The awakened church has been turning from their wicked ways. We see that by the many victories and forward movement of his ecclesia. You won't see that reported on the mainstream news media. No, you will not. Many victories for truth, justice, and righteousness are happening in taking America back for God. Many victories have been won in the Supreme Court. Many. God's not done. And neither is our part in this. Remember, we are the called out ones. You are His church. You are the ecclesia, which means called out ones. Also refers to congregation. And it is, according to the Greek, the governing authority. We have the governing authority here on this earth. Really? Really. God has prepared us and equipped us for such a time as this. See, we have God's Word, we have the name of Jesus, and we have Holy Spirit in us. Yep. What did Uncle Mordecai tell his niece, Esther? And who knows but that you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And for this very occasion, we're here. Why were we born at this point in time? For this reason, to become the prayer warriors, to be the generation that's working and taking back America. Taking back America. God works through us. See, that's the thing. We got to realize He works through people. Say, I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I'm a mountain mover.
Water walker.
More than just an overcomer. I've been set free. I'm a gospel preacher. Heart on fire. Freedom singing testifier. I've been redeemed. I am a believer. See, no matter what comes our way, we don't walk alone. Believers have peace through the trouble and have joy through the struggles. Remember that. What helps to avoid the rough roads is being aware of how we speak, decree, and declare things over our lives. Are you saying what the devil says about you, or are you saying what God's Word says about you? Okay. I got this from a great gospel preacher. And so I want you to say this. Say, I have what the Word says I have. I am who the Word says I am. I can do what the Word says I can. Because of who I am in Christ Jesus. Speaking and declaring like this strengthens our spirit and encourages our soul. Words are powerful. In fact, they could be one of the most powerful forces in the universe. In the beginning, God spoke, and the world and everything in it was formed out of nothing. The invisible became visible because God opened His mouth and spoke. The impossible became possible because God made a decree. God's intentions materialized into reality by the unleashing of His unlimited power through the spoken word. Jesus, who was the very Word made flesh, said, "The words I speak to you are spirit and they are life." John 6:63. His words have power to bring life to the dead, healing to the sick, and freedom to the oppressed. His words have the power to transform our nation and the world. In John 12:49-50, this is Jesus again speaking. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Jesus spoke what the Lord wanted. He spoke the word. That is our example. We are to speak the word. Speak the word. We must also be speaking, decreeing and declaring his word. That many teaching and the decree. We have them every Sunday. And they're the ones that Teresa, Shirley, and Vicki, they do. And they are very enlightening, encouraging, and for some, I know, life-changing, because you've talked to me and told me. See, because they do them from the heart. They pray and seek out the Holy Spirit. I mean, they get downloads. Just like you can do the same thing. And when you get the download, okay, if you've been working on one, you thought God's going there, well, maybe it's because you was doing that one, but he wants you to do another one. So Teresa has to change it. Vicki has to change hers. Shirley has to make adapts to it, you know. See, they put their heart into this. It's just not, I mean, they have a passion for this. Because the word says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. It's important what you decree, what you declare, what you speak. In Psalm 29:4, it tells us, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The Hebrew word for powerful, kawak. Yeah, that's weird. Kawak. Yeah. K-O-A-K. Kawak. And it is Strong's 3581, if you're taking one, write that down. You don't have to. And it means force, might, strength, to be firm, full of vigor. What is vigor? Life and health. the word of God. It is life and it is health. Health. Health to our physical bodies. When God speaks, a powerful force is released that breaks things open and shakes things up. Yes. Has there not been shakenings all over, you see it? Yeah, there have been shakenings. I don't know. Do you know where the Dodgers play? Do you remember where the Dodgers play? You know their stadium, how big it is. They got this huge area all around it. You know, they went in there and they had that thing for Pride Month and they did it. And they had those ones that dress up like nuns who mock God and everything like that. Well, you know that there was a hurricane called Hillary. Well, you know what? They brought in so much water that it flooded all the way around that stadium and flooded the stadium. Engulfed it in water. There's pictures of it. Don't mock God. See, these are the things we got to see. And see, is God out there and is he moving? Yeah, he is moving. God will not be mocked. Mm-mm. No, sir. The declarations from God's mouth change everything. When we set our hearts in agreement with what He says, regardless of how impossible it may seem, and speak it out of our mouths in faith, we become very powerful as well. In Psalm 81, verse 10, the Passion Translation, open your mouths with a mighty decree. I like what the Lord says next. I will fill it now, you'll see. Now, did you hear that? You speak a decree, and it's going to be established unto you. And He says, I will fulfill it now. You'll see. The words that you speak, so shall it be. Wow. Since we are created in God's image to reflect His nature and operate in His abilities, we possess the same power to create with our words. Our words are a force that has the power to change or bring things to pass. It also is able to encourage or discourage, to heal or to hurt, to shut down or break open. Words. Amen. And that's why we got to watch the fear that's coming upon us. Don't be in fear. Fear is the devil's weapon of choice. He works 24/7 trying to fill us with a spirit of fear. But see, there's no room, because God's word assures us differently. It says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and self-control. How many of you have heard the new COVID Omicron subvariant that's out? It is EG.5, which they are calling Iris, E-R-I-S, Iris. It's nicknamed after the Greek goddess of strife and discord. Huh? Iris is already the dominant coronavirus subvariant in the country, infecting more people than any other single strain. So far, Iris isn't setting off any alarms as far as disease severity, although early reports show it may be more transmittable. It has surpassed Arcturus. Yeah, Arcturus. A-R-C-T-U-R-U-S. Arcturus. It's another highly contagious Omicron subvariant that was in the news just a few months ago. Scott Roberts, MD, a Yale Medicine infectious disease specialist, says he's not aware of data that suggests Iris leads to worse cases of COVID-19 compared to prior variants. But early reports have shown Iris has been spreading faster than any other currently circulating strain. What are the symptoms of the new COVID-19 variant? You know, it goes with all of them, but are you ready for this now? These are what they come out and they just on. This is all good stuff, okay? And it's backed up. It's all fact. Runny nose. Cough. Sore throat. Fever. Headaches. Muscle pain. Fatigue. Can someone say common cold? viruses mutate, so it was only a matter of time before yet another new SARS-CoV-2 strain, the virus that causes COVID-19, emerged and started to spread. This summer, that strain is the EG.5, called Iris, nicknamed after the goddess of strife and discord. Iris was first identified in February. It is a descendant of the Omicron variant, which first appeared in November 2021 and has many subvariants. It's not much different from any of the other strands, explains Dr. Roberts. It may be worth noting that except in rare cases, the original virus version or the original version of Omicron is no longer circulating. Data backs it up. Neither is the original strain of the SARS-CoV-2 virus and the earlier, more serious, severe Alpha and Delta variants. I looked at what the doctor said, and I went to the CDC website to see what they said. They said the same thing. Now, the World Health Organization, who are they? Yeah, they're a bunch of people who want to get control of the world. I'm just telling you, they want control of the whole world. And they want to do it through the health. Well, they have classified the EG.5 as a variant of interest, which means countries should monitor it more closely than other strands because of mutations that could make it more contagious or severe. Masks are back. Be aware, masks are coming back. And yet I talked to a professor the other day who teaches this, biology, and works on things. And he said, masks don't work. He said masks don't work. Oh, come on. But yet, we see it happening, coming back. Airlines are coming back with it, brother. You know that? They're going to make everybody up in their terminal is going to be wearing it that works there. And then if you want to fly on a plane, you better be walking in with a mask. It's hard work on the ground down there with it, with a mask on, trying to load all that stuff. Coming back, brother. It's already been in the works. You watch and see what happens in September. I'm just giving you information that I've got that's been all backed up. Currently spreading COVID-19 variants such as Iris do not represent a major shift, and updated vaccines in September will offer protection. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention has said, as of Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. So we're going to have now a vaccine that's going to cure the common cold. Why is it taking so long to cure the common cold? Rest, get a hot water bottle, take a couple Tylenol, and like Teresa does, you know, that water, you know, her and Leanne love their hot water bottles. Yeah. Hey, then they get over the cold. You know, but we have to watch that we don't, and they say because of older people. Yeah, because older people are sometimes not as mobile, not getting around. So what can happen is it goes down into the lower part of the respiratory system. So that's why with them you got to keep them more activated. That's why when you see them when they go to these nursing homes and stuff, all they do is let them sit. They don't really get them motivated. And if you don't have family that comes in to motivate them and get them up, you put them in there because you don't want to see them no more. I'm sorry, that's the way I look at that. I'm really fed up with what they do there. There's no loving care into them. None. I remember, you know, I remember when my accident happened. Do you know the doctor who did this kept me in there as long as he could because he says, I don't want you going into a nursing facility. I looked at him. And he said, I don't know what's going on with this COVID thing. He said, I'm afraid you might not come out of here. Because I was totally, could not stand on my own. I wasn't allowed. No, you know, that's hard to do. So yeah, but when you have a nurse like I did, that was there 24/7, even when the electric went off and I didn't have a battery in the thing to get the chair to operate, and I had to try to get out of that chair with a leg that doesn't function, but she was there. I said, just hold the back of the chair so it don't flip up when I finally get to the end, and then I grab onto the walker. Oh, and she's praying the whole time. But guess what? She held it. I slid off, got the walker, landed on one foot, and I said, ah. And she just sit there and shook her head, all because I didn't have a 9-volt battery put in there. Yeah. Oh, jeez, you know. But yeah, she was there for me. But he didn't want me going in there. They knew this was coming. You know, it wasn't a pandemic. It was a plandemic. We got to get that for a fact. We've been seeing that because more and more truth has been coming out. What they were all talking, all these conspiracy theorists are being proven out now. They were giving us information that they had, but nobody wanted to own up to it. Oh, and all the doctors the frontline doctors and them who went out and had to fight because they lost their license because they were given ivermectin out. You know, all those doctors, they lost their license, and what happened to them? Guess what? They won their case. And because the FDA had to come out and say, we never said you couldn't do it. And that was what they based their took their license off of, the practice medicine. Yeah. There was a cure out there.
But you didn't hear that on CNN.
I knew, you know, we didn't hear that. So what they were doing was controlling us. They were controlling us. And that's why I say, and then the other thing, now they're going to come out with another, you know why they're coming out with this next booster? You know why they're coming out with that? Because the first one, they've got everybody in it, but we need to make more money, or when we come up with another one. And then the next variant, they'll have another vaccine to pump into. You're going to have more vaccine juice in you than you are blood. But if you choose, I want to pray for you. I will pray for you, and you pray when you get that. I'm not trying to put you in fear of the vaccines either, but I'm telling you, you know, God designed these physical bodies of ours. They heal themselves if treated properly. Because some people can go into the hospital and they're given up on, and they sit here today and breaking in to do overheads. Yeah. He says, why am I here? There's why, Joe. Because right now, that gives people hope. He gives people hope. Medical profession didn't give you hope. We weren't letting go of you. We were praying. You were in the battle. And I know it was tough. And she didn't give up. She was going over there and kick people's butt. I know she was in action. I mean, I heard her. She was calm. I'm just done. And then she fired your doctors. And they had to get you new doctors. And then you said, hey, enough's enough. You ain't doing anything for me. And he sent me a thing. Jailbreak, I'm out of here. And he came home, and he's here today. Because he took authority over the situation through faith. Was it easy, Joe? No, it was not. But he had to stand in his faith. All right, I don't know where all that was going, but so why are countries around the world starting to mandate the wearing of masks and pushing for vaccines, boosters that are ineffective against it? They've already said that. These new vaccines that are be coming out in September. So if you've taken them and they say, hey, you need this booster. Now, I don't know if your work's going to mandate it, but as for me, I ain't getting no booster. I didn't get the original vaccine. Did I get COVID? Yeah. Did it kick my butt for a little bit? Yeah. But God brought me through that. I'm still standing here. Yeah, praise you, Jesus. That's what I said the whole time. And just because I got out, then they tried to convince me, the doctor who treated me for my lungs, he was not going to treat me because I wasn't going to cow down and get the shot and because I didn't get it in the first place. He preached, it was a dead argument. I mean, he was not a nice man. Well, after being in there, and then he said, okay, time to move him out of here, get him out of here, get him upstairs in the regular room, and then he wanted me out. Walked me around the hall with a monitor on to see how my oxygen level was while I'm walking around there. And that's how they monitored. Said, okay, he's out of here. And they sent me home. But they put me on a blood thinner. Okay, I took it. And then when I went back in to see him, he mentioned it again about getting a shot. And I said, it's not there. I said, there's nothing that's proven it out. And you know what he told me? He says, I've been a scientist. I've worked in a medical field. He says, science proves itself out. And that's when he told me I didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, well, I don't have no faith in it. And he just shook his head. That was it. He says, okay, I'll see you back in so many months. And I came back in so many months. And that was when a lot of the exposure started to come out about that. And do you know what? I came in the next visit. We never talked about a vaccine again. Nothing. But at that, we sat there and talked, and he says, this is what we should do in the next. He started telling me what science said and what this did, you know, to get me, you know, back to where I'm 100%, you know, and I went, and as far as I was going to know, was that 100%. But, so finally he says, listen, doc. And I talked to him, and I said, you've been in practice for how long? And I think he told me like 25 years. And I said, okay. I said, you've treated cases like me with the blood clots and stuff. I said, with your knowledge of who you've treated, what do you think the plan should be going forward for me? And he looked at me, he said, well, I'd like to put you on a low dose of the blood thinner. He says, for at least 6 months, he says, and then, you know, we'll take you off of it. I said, all right, I'll go with that. And we left there, and then in 6 months come back up. I went back to see him. I went in there because I'm done. I was already cutting back on what I was taking. Because I was running down. I said, I ain't going to get no more of them pills. I'll take myself an aspirin because that was one of the options. And so instead of taking an aspirin and burning my stomach up, you know. So needless to say, I went in there. I didn't see him. I seen the physician assistant. And what was funny, because I told her, it's okay, I'm coming off this, right? She says, well, no, we need to have this blood work and this done and this done and this done. And I said, okay. Why is that? She says, so we can determine if we can take you off of that. I said, that's not what the doctor said. She said, well, you know, we won't recommend. I said, okay. So she gives me a script to get blood work. Well, I'm in the hospital because that's where his office is at. I said, wait a minute, I'll walk right down the hall. I got the blood work done. So usually it takes 2 days to get your blood work. Two at the most. So I called and I said, I want to know, I said, what are we going to do? You know, because see, I'd already went in and looked at what they did with the blood results on my site. You know, you can go on and look at. I looked at it, and it told me everything. It said on there, normal, 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 normal. Because when they were taking it out, I said, they're going to find nothing wrong. Everything's going to be right where it's supposed to be. All my numbers are going to be in line. I say that every time when they take blood from me. And so then I finally get a hold of her, and she says, I'm sorry, but she says, we haven't looked at your report yet. I said, you've had it for over a week. And she says, I said, you've had it for over a week. I says, are you going to release me or not? And she hesitated. She said, yes, we'll release you. I says, thank you. How hard was that? I could go in there and look. They were going to string me out to get me to pay some more for some more of them stupid pills. And they weren't cheap. Last year, they put me in a donut hole. Woo! I don't know if you've ever been in a donut hole. You don't want to go there. Okay. But right now, what this is all comes to is it's called control. It's called control right now. That's where you're headed back with this new iris. You're headed back. I mean, everything, see, we all not getting the right information right now. And I'm just bringing it forth to you because I say, be very careful. Make sure you understand. And you can back me. You can look at things too. Okay. But, and it's all done through fear and intimidation. See, because if we don't comply, we don't fly. We don't go to work. We don't get to go to the store. We don't get to dine out. Deja vu. Okay. But you know, they're already doing this. And you know, they jumped on it right away. Over in China. Yeah. We're going to follow China's lead? Oh, come on. That and a few of the other countries. Forcing the countries to go to a mask mandate again. Are you kidding me? And locking them down. Back to 6 foot, 6 foot, follow the line. Only go this way in that aisle, and then that aisle you go down. And I always went the opposite way. I don't know why. And I don't know why. But I did. But let me ask you. Who are you going to trust, and who are you going to serve? I like what Joshua said this. He says, now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Say that right now with me. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Okay, I'm going to close with this. This is a decree that I want you to say with me. I decree I will use my God-given authority, exousia, and power, dunamis, that I now possess to trample upon evil spirits and demons and over all the power that Satan possesses. And nothing shall in any way harm me. For no weapon that has been formed against me shall ever prosper. I am a child of God. I am a king's kid. I will not walk in fear, cower down to, be intimidated by anything or anyone. I refuse fear. I do not have a spirit of fear within me, but a spirit of power, of love, and self-control. I am filled with the enormous power of God's Holy Spirit. I will, by the Holy Spirit, speak God's word over my life, my family, my extended family. I am the head and not the tail. I am always above, never beneath. With long life, I will have a life worthy of living. My God will satisfy me and has shown me his salvation. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And